Al-Bayan Radio presents the following Friday khutbah from Masjid al-Azhar, Bilmo, asking Allah that it serves as a benefit for all.
إن الحمد لله نحمده ونستعين به ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله وصفيه من خلقه وخليله بلغ الرسالة وأدى الأمانة ونصح الأمة وجاهد في الله حق الجهاد حتى أتاه اليقين فصلوات ربي وسلامه عليه وعلى آله وأصحابه ومن تمسك بسنته واكتفى بهديه بإحسان إلى يوم الدين يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله حق تقاته ولا تموتن إلا وأنتم مسلمون يا أيها الناس اتقوا ربكم الذي خلقكم من نفس واحدة وخلق منها زوجها وبث منهما رجالا كثيرا ونساء واتقوا الله الذي تساءلون به والأرحام إن الله كان عليكم رقيبا أما بعد فإن أصدق الحديث كلام الله تعالى وخير الهدي هدي محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم وشر الأمور محدثاتها وكل محدثة بدعة وكل بدعة ضلالة وكل ضلالة في النار أجارني الله وإياكم من النار ثم أما بعد. This world was made for man to be trialed and tested. And Allah Azza wa Jal informs us in the Quran that man will be tested with the loss of wealth, the loss of health, the loss of life. Allah says, وَلَنَبْلُوَنَّكُمْ بِشَيْءٍ مِّنَ الْخَوْفِ وَالْجُوعِ وَنَقْصٍ مِّنَ الْأَمْوَالِ وَالْأَنفُسِ وَالثَّمَرَاتِ وَبَشِّرِ الصَّابِرِينَ. That Allah Azza wa Jal will test man with something of fear and loss of wealth and loss of health and loss of life and so on. So this life is a life of trial and tribulation. This life is not paradise. This world that we live in, or this abode that we live in, is not paradise. This is the exam hall where you're tested and trialed, and then you will transition from this abode to another. And the next, either paradise or Jahannam wal-iyadhu billah. And the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam informed us that the most betested of man is the prophets and the messengers, and then those that are like them and those that are like them. أَشَدُّ الْبَلَاءِ الْأَنْبِيَاءِ ثُمَّ الْأَنْثَلُ فَالْأَنْثَلُ. That the most betested of man are the prophets and the messengers, and then those that are like them. So from this hadith we understand that your trial and your tribulation and your test and your calamity comes according to your iman. Because the greatest or the most knowledgeable of Allah Azza wa Jal are the prophets and the messengers. And this is from the mercy of Allah Azza wa Jal to cleanse His pious slaves so they can elevate. So if we know this, we know this reality, the reality of being tested and trialed in many ways and forms, and that the more religious you are, the more God conscious you are, the more you know Allah Azza wa Jal, the more tests that you will face. What I want to talk about today is another aspect and a principle that we all must know and learn and implement, is that with these trials and tests and tribulations comes assistance and aid and support from Allah Azza wa Jal. These prophets and these messengers were so God conscious and so aware of Allah Azza wa Jal that when they were tested and trialed, Allah was there for them. Allah would remember them and support them and aid them. تعرف إلى الله في الرخاء يعرفك في الشدة. Know Allah Azza wa Jal in the times of ease. Know Allah Azza wa Jal in the times where you're healthy and strong and have free time. Know Allah Azza wa Jal in the peak, and He will be there for you at the bottom.
He will support you. He will aid you. And he will remember you. تعرف إلى الله في الرخاء يعرفك في الشدة. So he begs to say that a Muslim should be proactive and should not be reactionary. That when, and the meaning of this is, when he falls sick or falls ill, he turns to Allah Azza wa Jal. Or when he is bestricken with some sort of loss, health, wealth, life, whatever it is, he turns to Allah Azza wa Jal. When he's given bad news, he turns to Allah Azza wa Jal. A Muslim should be proactive and not reactive. Always reacting to a calamity. No. Be proactive in knowing Allah Azza wa Jal before you're stricken with a calamity. Know Allah Azza wa Jal in the times of happiness, in the times of ease. And He will know you in the times of hardship. Don't worry. Don't be like those that were on a ship in the ocean and everything was smooth until they were stricken with a severe storm. They were stricken with a severe storm, so severe that they feared for their life. What did they do? They turned to Allah Azza wa Jal. They turned to Allah Azza wa Jal and left all their idols on the side. And they called Allah Azza wa Jal alone, seeking Him and asking Him to send them to shore. And that if He was to send them to shore, they would be from the thankful. Realize how they were reactionary. Realize how they only turned to Allah Azza wa Jal when the storm hit them. But before that, they had idols. And they worship other than Allah Azza wa Jal. And they waited until a calamity befell them so that they can turn to Allah Azza wa Jal. And then when He sent them to shore, they transgressed and returned to worshipping other than Allah Azza wa Jal. فَإِذَا رَكِبُوا فِي الْفُلْكِ دَعَوُوا اللَّهَ مُخْلِصِينَ لَهُ الدِّينَ فَلَمَّا نَجَّاهُمْ إِلَى الْبَرِّ إِذَا هُمْ يُشْرِكُونَ. Don't be like Fir'aun. Fir'aun that transgressed so much so that he claimed to be Allah Azza wa Jal wal iyadhu billah. قَالَ أَنَا رَبُّكُمُ الْأَعْلَى. And we know the story of Fir'aun. Let's not ponder too much over it. I want to take you to this point. Be proactive, don't be reactive. Fast forward into when Musa alayhi salam and Bani Israel were at the ocean. And Fir'aun and his army were following Allah Azza wa Jal with his might and his mercy, and realized there's two parties, the party of Iman that knows Allah Azza wa Jal, that are in a hard place, and the party of Kufr. Allah Azza wa Jal was there for Musa alayhi salam and Bani Israel, and he made a way out for them because they were with Allah and for Allah and knew Allah. He split the ocean for them. So they fled. And Fir'aun followed. Fir'aun followed Bani Israel and Musa alayhi salam until Allah ordered the ocean to swallow him and to drown him. When at that moment he realized he's going to die and he's going to drown. حتى إذا أدركه الغرق قال آمنت أنه لا إله إلا الذي آمنت به بنو إسرائيل. وَأَنَا مِنَ الْمُسْلِمِينَ. Then and there, he turned to Allah and said, I believe. Then and there, he realized that this is no joke, that this is a reality. And he said, I believe that there is no deity worthy of worship except Allah. Then the response came, Al-an, now you've transgressed and sinned. At the time of death, you want to repent? Now don't get me wrong. Allah accepts your repentance and loves those that repent to Him. At any point in time in your life, you can return to Allah Azza wa Jal. And He will accept you. And He will love you for that. And He will elevate you for that. That's not the argument. The argument is, why wait? Why risk it? Why wait until you reach the bottom that you may not be able to go back up from it? Why risk the fact that you may not be able to return to Allah Azza wa Jal. Be proactive. Don't wait until you are sick to learn who Allah Azza wa Jal is. Don't wait until you lose a loved one so you can return to Allah Azza wa Jal. So you can worship Allah Azza wa Jal. So you can stand on the boundaries of Allah Azza wa Jal. So you can advance to the commands of Allah Azza wa Jal. Don't wait for a hardship or a calamity to befall you so that you can return. Be proactive. Don't be reactive. تعرف إلى الله في الرخاء يعرفك في الشدة أقول ما تسمعون وأستغفر الله لي ولكم فاستغفروه فيا فوز المستغفرين الحمد لله وكفى ولا عدوان إلا على من ظلم وبغى والصلاة والسلام على المبعوث المصطفى صلوات ربي وسلامه عليه وعلى آله وأصحابه ومن تمسك بسنته واكتفى بهديه بإحسان إلى يوم الدين ثم أما بعد. Be proactive and don't be reactive. A hadith or a piece of advice from the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam that we should take. تعرف إلى الله في الرخاء يعرفك في الشدة. Know Allah Azza wa Jal in the times of ease and He will know you in the times of hardship. Take this advice and learn it and implement it and live it. We spoke about two that were reactive. How about those that were proactive? Let's listen to a story and we'll end it with this. Yunus alayhi salam. Yunus alayhi salam, and we know the story of Yunus alayhi salam. He was swallowed by the whale. He was in a calamity, in a hardship, in a darkness, the darkness of the night, and the darkness and the depths of the ocean, and the darkness and the depths of the whale's belly. Darkness upon darkness upon darkness. In this hardship of his, in this calamity of his, he stopped and turned to Allah Azza wa Jalla and asked for his aid, asked for his forgiveness. La ilaha illa anta subhanak, innani kuntu min al-zalimin. La ilaha illa anta subhanaka inni kuntu min al-zalimin. Repenting to Allah Azza wa Jal and asking for Allah's aid and repentance and forgiveness and support. So the response came. And the aid came. And the support came. And Allah saved Yunus alayhi salam from the depths of the belly of the whale. What this has to do with being proactive is the response of Allah Azza wa Jal, or the reasoning of Allah Azza wa Jal as to why Allah saved Yunus alayhi salam. As to why Allah Azza wa Jal responded to Yunus, as why to Allah Azza wa Jal in this hardship and this calamity was there for Yunus alayhi salam. Allah says in the Quran, فَلَوْلَا كَانَ مِنَ الْمُسَبِّحِينَ لَلَبِثَ فِي بَطْنِهِ إِلَى يَوْمِ يُبْعَثُونَ. Had he not been, realize, past tense, had he not been from those that exalted and remembered Allah Azza wa Jal, he would have been in the belly of the whale until the day of judgment. He was proactive. He knew Allah Azza wa Jal in the times of ease. He knew Allah Azza wa Jal at the peak, in his health, with his wealth, in his free time. He knew Allah Azza wa Jal. So Allah was there for him at the hardship that he was in. تعرف إلى الله في الرخاء يعرفك في الشدة. This is a piece of advice from the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam that we should all learn and implement so that we can have the aid of Allah Azza wa Jal at all times, especially in hardship. Inna Allah wa malaikatahu yusalluna ala nabi. Ya ayyuhal ladhina amanu sallu alayhi wa sallimu taslima. Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa ala ali Muhammad kama sallaita ala Ibrahim wa ala ali Ibrahim innaka hamidun majid. Wabarik ala Muhammadin wa ala ali Muhammad kama barakta ala Ibrahim wa ala ali Ibrahim innaka hamidun majid. Allahumma ya sami' as-sawt wa ya sabiq al-fawt ويا كاسي العظام لحما بعد الموت. اللهم اغفر لنا ذنوبنا, اللهم اغفر لنا ذنوبنا, اللهم اغفر لنا ذنوبنا, اللهم ارحمنا وتب علينا وتولنا واهدنا واكفنا ويسر الهدى لنا. اللهم انصر الإسلام والمسلمين. اللهم عليك بأعداء الدين. ربنا عليك توكلنا وإليك أنبنا وإليك المصير. اللهم اغفر للمؤمنين والمؤمنات الأحياء منهم والأموات بكرمك يا ربنا قريب مجيب الدعوات. وآخر دعوانا أن الحمد لله رب العالمين وأقم الصلاة.